Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kentucky church mandates are now removed. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we've talked before on this program regarding the Maryville Baptist Church and its 77-year-old pastor, Dr. Jack Roberts. Now, Dr. Roberts had been criticized by even other pastors for wanting to have in-person service when he began doing very limited in-person services. We filed a federal lawsuit after a Sunday service that included parking lot services in which the governor of the state of Kentucky sent police officers to Maryville Baptist Church, and they then targeted each one of those cars with notices of violation and mandatory quarantine, even those people who were still in their cars for the parking lot service. And that's what ultimately resulted in the lawsuit that we filed. We lost at the lower court. We appealed that to the Court of Appeals. We won a unanimous 3-0 decision that came down on a Saturday, granting parking lot services and blocking the governor. And then another week later, we got another injunction from the lower court that saw the tea leaves that he was reading from the Court of Appeals,
right.
Pretty obvious,
right.
And granted the in-person services. And then on Saturday, again, the next Saturday, the Court of Appeals granted in-person services again. So now all of these restrictions are removed. But at the very end, even with all this, the governor still tried to put additional restrictions on these churches.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Of course, this all started on Easter Sunday. And governor sent his troops out there, and every car that was in the parking lot of the church received this notice. Granted, those cars that were down the street at some of your other stores in the parking lot did not receive a notice.
Right.
So just because they were in the church parking lot, they received this mandatory notice to quarantine themselves, which was unbelievable.
Well, let's give you the sequence of what happened here. All this happened, it started on Easter, as you're mentioning, mm-hmm. with this quarantine that they were given, even though these people had no symptoms. They just were in a church parking lot. Had they gone to any other parking lot, they would have had no problem.
Yeah, even the media that were there covering the story got
even
the notice on their
got
cars.
The notice.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, unbelievable. We even have a photograph of that.
I know.
The media, they're standing beside their vehicle, and one of them is on their cell phone.
I think we have a problem
here.
I think
we have a problem. We got a notice of quarantine here because we're in a church parking lot.
Right.
Unreal. So we filed a federal lawsuit. The judge denied that. He denied it on a Saturday. So we ended up filing an emergency injunction pending appeal. We appealed it right away. We asked for an emergency injunction pending appeal. And on the following Saturday, we ended up getting a 3-0 decision. And it was a very strong decision, even quoted from the scripture. And in this 3-0 decision, it was focused on the parking lot services, but it was broad enough to cover in-person services. But because of the emergency nature and what had just transpired, they were addressing that first, and they ordered the lower court to resolve the in-person services very quickly.
Right.
So we're working with the lower court for a week. On Friday afternoon, we get a call from the Court of Appeals clerk and wanting to know what the status is. And of course, we still don't have a ruling from this lower court judge, the one who originally denied us. And so they asked for our documents to be presented within 20 minutes. So
wow.
We gave them everything that we had filed that week within the 20-minute time frame, 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. And then the lower court judge apparently got wind of it, and so he issued an order that night granting in-person services using the Court of Appeals language.
I imagine all your career, Matt, you've probably never seen court action happen so fast.
It's amazing.
In the last few weeks,
quite
as it
amazing,
has.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
But then what he did was he added on the very last word of his order a footnote. And that footnote came from the Kentucky governor that just dropped in these new guidelines. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to argue, hey, there's no problem. Everything is fine. We're going to allow the churches to meet. And so he ended up putting that in a footnote as though we had to comply with it. Well, we looked at what was in that footnote, and it was problematic. Mm-hmm. Problematic because the governor, yes, he was going to try to get out of the case by allowing the churches to meet, but he wanted to micromanage everything that the church did. Mm-hmm. And he did not want you to have Sunday school. You could have one service a week, nothing in between, and no Sunday school. Now, here's a governor, the government, telling you you can have one service a week, limited numbers, but no Sunday school. Now, but what's the difference? How does he know? How's that going to be enforced?
And I can go down the street and go to Home Depot with 50-something people in the same store, and that's okay.
That's okay.
But I can't go to Sunday school.
Right, and you could actually even go to Home Depot and start witnessing to somebody from the Bible in the garden department.
Right.
And there's no problem, right?
Right.
But he said one service, limited service, no Sunday school, and the choir shouldn't sing. Now, a choir, what do they do if they don't sing?
But
they
do
the choir
in sign language?
Cannot sing. And then if you have any music, only a guitar or piano, maybe percussion instruments, but no wind instruments.
So basically you don't breathe. That's what he's saying.
And so it was, and he had other things in there too. Good. So that was just outrageous. Mm. And he threw that in at the very end. So on Saturday, this is Friday night now. So on Saturday, then we get another 3-0 decision from the Court of Appeals for the in-service church meetings, in-person church meetings. And that one doesn't have that footnote. It just simply says, you know, comply with life-sustaining activity or entities, what life-sustaining entities comply with, which is, you know, your Home Depot, your just your normal thing that's out there in terms of hygiene and
safety precautions.
That's it. So on Monday, we wanted to find out, what do we do with this footnote in the lower court judge? And so we ended up getting a motion that we filed, and the judge ultimately responded back. I don't think he was very happy, but he ended up saying that his order is superseded by, to the extent that it has any conflict, which
Oops.
It did, it is superseded by the Court of Appeals.
I bow to the court.
And so that's another victory, because that means now no mandates are on these Kentucky churches. And here, you know, I have to give credit to this, well, to the Lord, no doubt,
yes.
for all of the effort Thank and you. The blessings. And so many people at the Liberty Counsel office worked long hours early into the morning.
Well,
but
so
this
many
pastor,
people praying, too.
This pastor,
yeah.
yeah, so many people were praying. This pastor, 77 years old.
Mm-hmm.
77-year-old. He never missed a church service, and he wasn't going to sit there and not have these services. Now, he did it with caution.
Sure.
And I can tell you that even when we started to file this case, we reached out to some local counsel, because we always get local counsel if we're not licensed in that particular state. And one of our local counsel, as soon as we mentioned Maryville Baptist Church, they said, oh, no, I don't want anything to do with that. But now I would wonder, you know, hey, we got two unanimous Court of Appeals decisions. You should have had something to do with it, but your name's not on the opinion now because you didn't want to have anything to do with it. And some other pastors were, like, criticizing him. And the media were, like, critical because, well, isn't he going to put people at risk? And I said, well, do you think about that when you go to Home Depot?
Mm-hmm.
And yet you go to Home Depot and you buy essential things such as potted plants,
mm-hmm.
garden hoses. Now, I know those are nice, but are they essential? Well, you know, you can go there and you can pack out the parking lots and you have the liquor stores full. You see them all packed. They were discriminating against churches.
I could wait in the parking lot of the liquor store to open, but you couldn't go in the church parking lot.
That's exactly what the court said.
Wrong.
That you could wait in the parking lot of a liquor store, but not in the parking lot of a church. You could actually walk down the aisle of a grocery store, but not down the aisle of a pew.
Right, discrimination.
And they were pointing out how this was discriminatory, and it didn't make any sense. And that the virus is not that smart, that it's just going to go to churches.
Right.
And it's going to ignore the commercial operations.
Exactly.
And this is the governor that said abortion clinics are essential, liquor stores are essential, but churches were not essential. Well, this is also the governor that after we filed suit, he boasted. He boasted in the media. Great. We're going to win this case on appeal. Well, he lost 2 times, 3-0 decisions. These are the only Court of Appeal decisions in the country on these issues regarding mm-hmm. churches, and they are solid wins. And now they're
right.
being used in other cases,
mm-hmm.
and we'll talk about some other cases as we go forward this week. They're used in other cases as a basis for wins in other places around the country.
Right, and this governor has to keep his hands off the churches now.
Off the churches. So this is a great victory. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. You can sign up for our emails right there. Use the subscribe button at the top. And also visit right there on lc.org. There's a scrolling icon, but you can also get to it with reopenchurch.org, reopenchurch.org. This is a web page that we have developed to encourage and to guide churches all over the nation to begin the process of reopening, reopenchurch.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.